Like, one of the things that I learned about waxing in this little impromptu forum that I had with these girls on, what night was that, Saturday night? Was, they said that if you wax, you have to wait for it to grow back out to like half an inch before you can have it done again. So it's like, if you're a woman who waxes your legs, or in the other region, you gotta wait till it grows back out to unsightly and uncomfortable. And like, the whole point of it was that, you know, you get that nice, smooth, I thought, look. But I guess it's more of making it finer. Like, more times you have the waxing done, it makes it finer, less coarse, like that.
How long do you think it would take for it to grow back in?
I don't know.
Like, you're ripping the whole hair out, aren't
you?
Yeah,
I don't know. Why don't you go have it done to your leg and see what happens?
I'd rather not.
No?
No.
Not so much? All right. Pretty weak, but, you know, what are you going to do? So that's what we've been talking about here. If you have any thoughts on it, whatever, 539-9750 or 238-0975. You know, I mean, obviously no one's like, oh, I love it. Some women have a thing for chest hair, you know, I know that, but, you know, some have their other preferences. I know guys all have pretty much the same preference, and I really don't need to spell that one out for you, but, hey, whatever your thoughts on are on and we'd like to hear it. Go ahead, what do you think?
Yes, hello. I've been hearing your discussion this morning, and I think that what you should do is, from me and my girlfriend's talk, and what we've decided is that we think that it's better to be hairless.
For who?
All around, like, yeah, that's a good point. Is it a guy or women or what?
Oh, well, as women, we've been told to be hairless since we were youth, and now. And then when we finally removed it, we felt that men should have to join
the hairless club.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. Do you have any other thoughts?
Well, actually, my husband Harold and I we do a sort of a tag teaming experience. It can be a loving thing for couples to do together.
Oh, is that right?
In fact, it is time for Harold. You haven't had that removal in a while, haven't you?
I don't want to have my hair ripped off. It hurts too bad.
Harold, and so what we were going to do it right now. He's laying down. We've applied it, and we are ready to go. Harold, are you ready to go? Are you ready to do this? Are you ready to go?
No.
Oh, he's a little
He doesn't sound like he wants to do it.
Oh, he's...
What do you say?
Nothing. Don't listen to... Don't listen to... So it's been a while, and what we think is that it's time. What we need to do is... are you ready, Harold? You're going to have to do it. You know you're going to feel better afterward.
So what, he doesn't like the initial pain, but then afterward he likes having it done, or what?
He's always a crybaby at first, but then... When we finally remove it, he's happy with his new svelte chest. Is that right, Harold?
You make me do it.
All right, so here we go. All right, Harold. So here we go. We're going to let me put this phone down, and now we're going
to... No.
There